We are going to have our reading now from Luke 7, verse 36 to 50.
When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One of them owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said.
Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured oil on my head." "As her great love has shown, but whoever has been forgiven little loves little."
Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another meal with Jesus that we're having together. Do you remember that story earlier with Dave and that massive receipt? Dave was greedy, wasn't he? Now, I have a question about that story that I've been thinking about. My question is, why love Jesus? Why love Jesus? Well, we're in luck today because I have a friend called Simon. Simon's a Pharisee, and Simon knows a lot about the Bible. So I'm going to ask Simon that question. Why love Jesus? Simon? Simon? God, where's Simon? I want to see Simon. You're not Simon. What are you doing? You're not. Where's Simon?
No, I don't know Simon. I'm just a woman from the city.
Oh. But I'm looking for Simon so that he can answer my question.
What is your question?
Well, Simon had Jesus over for a meal and he told him this story. And my question about the story is, why love Jesus?
Well, Simon sounds pretty important and I'm not that important. But I can tell you. I can answer your question.
Wow. Oh, please do.
Well, you see, I went to a meal with Jesus, and I wasn't really invited, but I had to go. I had to go and see him. I had to thank him. Wow. I was weeping and washing his feet. I had tears in my eyes, and I anointed his feet with the most expensive oil, because he is my saviour, and the saviour of the whole world.
Wow. That sounds amazing. So, do you love Jesus, then?
Yes, that's why I did all of those things.
Wow. So that, why do you love him? Why do you love Jesus?
Well, you see this big backpack?
Whoa, that's a big backpack.
It stands for all the bad things I've done, all the wrong things I've done. It stands for sin. And you see, it was really heavy and it was on my back and people laughed at me and judged me and it was so bad I wanted to die. But Jesus came and he took it away.
Whoa.
He forgave me and now I'm free. You see, Ben, I love Jesus because he loved me.
You love Jesus because he loved you first. Wow. Jesus seems really kind, doesn't he? He took that backpack, which is called sin, away from the woman. If I had a backpack like that, I would think I would love Jesus too.
Ben?
Yeah?
You've got one just on your back over there.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Guys, tell him. He does have a backpack, doesn't he?
No.
No.
All right, guys, okay, I wanted to talk to Simon, isn't it? So, enough of that. You know, I'm happy for you, but I don't have a backpack. Goodness. Well, where's this Simon? Anyway, I wanted to talk to Simon. Simon? Simon? Guys, Simon's coming. Simon's coming. Of course, Simon will know the answer to my question. Why love Jesus? Simon will know. How are you doing, Simon? Good to see you.
Oh, I'm good, thank you. You're welcome.
I just spoke to a woman from your party.
Ah, oh, the one with the massive backpack.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Won't happen again, don't worry. And I won't invite that Jesus again either. Can you believe it? She said she loved him and he loved her. He's not who I thought he was.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but... You know, she came with this backpack thing that you... And I think you also have a backpack.
Shut up!
Doesn't
he have a backpack?
Look at that! It's a massive backpack, isn't it?
No, I'm not wearing a backpack, am I?
Guys, does he have a backpack?
Yeah!
Yeah? He does have a backpack, isn't it? Goodness me, he's so... You have a backpack. So, yeah, the woman called that backpack sin.
Look, I may have a little sin, like everyone, but it's not a backpack. It's not a big backpack. It's like a little pencil case, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, like a pencil case, and I'm sure God will forgive me with this little bit of sin, because, you know, I'm a good guy, and I follow all the law, but that woman is a really bad person. That's why she had a big backpack on her.
Okay. I had this question for her. If she loved Jesus, do you love Jesus?
Well, love's a strong word, isn't it? Look, he's a decent guy, but we don't see eye to eye on everything. Maybe he's a good teacher. Anyway, I've got to go back to church. Good to see you, Ben.
Yeah.
You do make me laugh with a lot of talk about the backpack.
Oh, goodness me. Well, thanks, Simon. Have a good time. Just be careful with... Yeah, have a good time. Can you believe Simon doesn't know about that backpack? It's a massive backpack, isn't it? Imagine walking around with that kind of backpack. Mind you, the woman, she did say... I don't have a backpack like Simon, do I? No, surely not. I did. You know what? I think you might be right. I think I do, don't I? I do have a backpack on. And you know what? I feel really heavy with this backpack on. I'm just realizing it now, but I'm not like that woman. She seemed so happy. She seemed free. And she loved Jesus. But I don't think I've loved Jesus. Goodness me, but I remember she said about that backpack, didn't she? That Jesus took it away from her. The backpack was sin. And Jesus took away her sin and forgave her. Which means I can take it off, can't I? I can take off this backpack. Ugh, let me take it off. And Jesus says he will take it for me. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free. I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I feel like that woman earlier. Oh, how I would show Jesus how much I love him. That he's taken that away from me. Thank you, Jesus. friends, the woman said that everyone has a backpack. Everyone has sin. I want you to talk to each other about that. And I want you to think about that question. Why love Jesus? Why? Why love Jesus? Because Jesus loved us first. Jesus loved us first. I have two questions for you. And they're going to come up on the screen, I think. I have two questions. Number one, how has Jesus loved us first? How has Jesus loved us first? And number two, how can I love Jesus? Can you answer those two questions in your groups? Have we answered those two questions? I think now I understand. Why love Jesus? Because he loved me first. How has he loved me first? He forgave me of all of my sins. He died on the cross for me and for you. Wow. And how can I show my love for Jesus? Well, it's like that woman. I give my life to him. I give everything to him. Shall we now pray together? Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your son Jesus. And we thank you that we know that you love us through him. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us all of our sins and for finishing with them. You took away our sins on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to respond in love to you like the woman. That we would walk with thankful hearts, happiness and free. And that we would keep your word. Lord, bless all of us here. May none of us be like the Pharisee who denies his sin. But may we all confess to you and find freedom. And we thank you that you said to that woman at the end, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. May we also go in peace. We pray in your great name. Amen.